Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Thanksgiving 2024. One of my favorite times of the year. For decades, I've always referred back to these words at this special time of the year. When I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency and bestir my compassion and be concerned enough to help by word and deed those who cry out for what we take for granted. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities this year, growing from 211 campers served in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers served in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And talking about one of those campers, a big happy birthday to Jake Wagner. Jake turned 40 last weekend. We had a wonderful celebration over in Cascade. Just a super, super individual. As our dear friend Dave LaBelle writes, the words on the happy birthday placard read, "Making the world a happier place since 1984. For some, turning 40 might be a sentimental time approaching with mixed emotions, but for Fillmore's Nick and Betty Wagner, 40 is a mile marker they embrace with thanksgiving because when their son Jake was born in 1984, the life expectancy of children born with Down syndrome was around 25 years. Therefore, it was only fitting that they threw a huge party for Jake's 40th. Upwards of over 500 people were there. It was just a great time. And once again, a big happy birthday to Jake Wagner. Camp Courageous is moving now to our winter season. This next week, we'll have hundreds of campers out here to see Santa and do all kinds of activities. Monday and Tuesday is for the kids. Wednesday is for older campers. If you enjoy that, stop by. There's going to be some real exciting things happening, which we're not going to mention because they're going to be a huge surprise. A big thank you to Camp Courageous Counselor Alex Hines. Alex is from Pennsylvania. He has spent the last year at Camp Courageous volunteering. He's going to be heading home this week, and we can't thank Alex enough for being such a great inspiration to our campers and to our staff, and we wish him the very, very best. Campers returned from New Orleans where they had tons of stories to talk about, the wonderful time they had there in the French Quarters, the Grand Mansions, and doing so much more. Last weekend was a respite cure weekend. We had space exploration, a great time for campers to come out and do a little bit of looking at the stars and doing all kinds of activities related to space. Camp Courageous continues to be looking for an assistant aquatics director. If you're interested in a position like that, or you like to lifeguard or teach swimming lessons, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. You can do that at campcourageous.org. For the rest of this year, along with next year, Camp Courageous is going to be taking camp to you. This is for school groups, for day habs, for nursing homes. We'll bring arts and crafts and recreational games and team building and nature activities to you wherever that might be. So check that out once again at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous extends its sincere appreciation to the businesses in the surrounding area that took time to attend the Business Supporting Business Day here at Camp Courageous. The camp is happy to have provided the venue for this occasion for the Monticello Animals of Cascade Chambers, Jones County Tourism, and so much more. Had a great time and a super turnout. A big thank you to our friends at the Mount Pleasant Knights of Columbus, Council Number 7294. They have a wonderful dinner every year and distribute their Tootsie Roll money for persons with intellectual disabilities. I had a great time. A big thank you to Steve Slavnik and all of our friends down in Mount Pleasant for their decades of support. Likewise, we were up at Jessup for Father Fairing's Council Number 8227, an extremely good dinner, and they raised a lot of money for their Tootsie Roll drive for persons with intellectual disabilities. A big thank you to all of our friends at Jessup. We'll be heading down to DeWitt for their Knights of Columbus. And also a big thank you to Eric Christofferson. Eric's dad, Art, was a member of our board. And Eric did his Eagle Scout project out here at Camp Courageous for our visually impaired trail. And he brought back a lot of scouts and a lot of folks. The camp was just full of tents and everything last weekend. And they did volunteer work here at camp. And a big thank you to Eric Christofferson and Troop 766 of Cedar Rapids. Fundraisers going on. We got the Camp Courageous winter sale going on here. It's in our main lodge area. It's open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. On Fridays from 8 to 6, and Saturdays it is closed. The first Sunday of every month, it's open from 2 to 6. Also, the Manchester Garage Sale continues open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers and all those people that bring things. This week, being Thanksgiving week, our good friends at Fuel Iowa are doing a roundup at a lot of the different facilities throughout the state of Iowa. So a big thank you to all those participating in Roundup for Camp Courageous at Fuel Iowa locations. The annual Camp Courageous fruitcake sales is going full blast. If you want to look at where those fruitcakes are being sold, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org. The need of the week is baby shampoo, and we can always be using that for numerous activities here at Camp Courageous. And lastly, our sympathy goes out to the family of Carol Reese. Carol was 86 from Marion. Her and her husband, Don, have been coming out for years, downsizing and wonderful supporters of Camp Courageous. So our sympathy goes out to Don and his family on the passing of Carol Reese. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.